The Gemara on Yemun Beis is discussing the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If a person is kitchen al tanai bekinsa stam, he's mekadosh and yishal al tanai shein lo nedarim, and then he's kainis or stam without saying anything. So what's the din? So Rav amr tzrichim and a get. Rav says she needs a get, but Shmuel amr ain't tzrichim and a get, and Shmuel says she does not need a get. And the Gemara says in the middle of Daf on Yemun Beis that it qualifies as machlokes amr Rav machlokes b'tayis yish achas kein shtei nashim. The whole machlokes is when you're dealing with the tayis of one isha, which is like two women. But if it's a tais of just one isha, everyone holds you do not need a get. So what is the meaning of tais yishachas ke'en shtei nashim? What does it mean, a tais of one woman, which is like two women? So Rashi has two pshat. I mean, in the second pshat, Rashi says like this. He's in Dibra Maschav, but tais yishachas gredata, Rashi says, v'ani shamati, tais yishachas ke'en beiz nashim, k'gon she'kidosh rachel al tanai. He's mekadosh rachel al tanai. V'chakach niskaven lichnas le'en. And then he had kavana to go ahead and marry Leah, the kinsa stam, and he taka marry Leah stam without making any tanaim. But benimtzas Rachel, then it ended up being Rachel. So really, he was mekadosh Rachel tanai, and he did not have in mind to be kinsa Rachel stam. He had in mind to be kinsa Leah stam, and he was bayal her stam l'shem kiddushim. But then the woman who he thought was Leah ended up being Rachel, so he ended up being kinsa Rachel stam. But he didn't really mean to do that. He only did it because he thought it was Leah, and that is considered a tais ish achas kein shtei nashim. It's really a tais in one woman, but it's kein two women, because there are two women involved. So that's the pshat that Rashi brings down. But then Rashi says that shver v'kashali, this pshat of shver, because nehi namid in iskam and lov l'shem kiddushin, it's true that there is mechavin to be by l'shem kiddushin, but halav l'rochel echavin, we might see chaget. In fact, Rashi, in a chinami, you're mechavin to be by l'shem kiddushin, and maybe you are being meichel the tanai, or you don't want your beer to be bias nus. But l'maisi, not being mechavin for rochel, mechavin for leah. So the whole, there's a much more fundamental problem over here. The whole kiddushin shouldn't be kiddushin at all, because it's kiddushi tais. You weren't mechavin to be kaddish to be Baal Rachel, you're mechamin to be Mekadosh Leah, and therefore the Lechayah you should not need to get here at all because it's Kiddushi Tais. So it's like effect Rashi and the Shita. So it's a verb from Rashi that such a case when you're Baal one woman thinking she is that woman, ends up being a different woman, that wouldn't be a good Kiddushin, that would be considered Kiddushi Tais. And based upon this, this Lechayah, there's a big problem with the whole Maisa with Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. Yaakov Avinu married Leah thinking she's Rachel. And then it says, Vehiba Bakir Behine Leah, in the morning he found out she was Leah, not Rachel. So lefi this, that should be Kiddushi Tais. He shouldn't be Mekudosh to Leah at all, being that the Bishasbi did not realize that it's Leah. He thought she was Rachel. Then even though he's Mechabin Lashem Kiddushin, but he's Mechabin Lashem Kiddushin for Rachel, not for Leah, and that should not be Kiddushin in its Rechimeno get. And it would be a Kiddush to say that Yaakov had to be Mekadosh again. Lechari lo shemana that he did that. So the question is, how is Kiddushin to Leah Typhus? Lechari is Mechabin for Rachel and not for Leah. I found that the Rishonim asks Kasha, the Pirush Rival of Tyre asks Kasha, and he says like this. He says that Yaakov Avinu was Cheshish, and maybe Lavan is going to try to trick him, and maybe he's going to give him Leah instead of Rachel, but he didn't know. Maybe it will be Rachel. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu was really Mechavin for both. He said that if this woman is Rachel, I want to be Mekadosh Rachel, Hashem Rachel, but if Lavan tricked him and he gave him Leah, then he'll be Mechavin, Hashem Leah. So he's really Mechavin either way. And maybe it's a Shiloh Brera, but Lamaisu is Mechavin, whoever this woman is, I want to be Mechavin Hashem Kiddushin, whether it's Rachel, Rachel, or Leah, Leah, and therefore there's no problem of Kiddushi Tais over here. That's what he wants to say to answer this kasha. I saw that Rabbi Yitzchok Sorotkin in the Sefer Al HaTar, in the Gvurz Yitzchok, he says a different teretz. He says that based upon the Briska Rav, who's Mechadosh, the whole Ishus of Bnei Noach is a different Cheftz of Ishus. It's not the same Ishus as Ishus of Yisrael, and it does not have all the same dinim. And he wants to say that maybe the Ishus between Yaakov Avinu and Rachel and Leah, if that would be an Ishus of Bnei Noach, not an Ishus of Yisrael. There wasn't this Chadash till later on. And he says, within the Ishus of Bnei Noach, there are no, you don't have all the same Pratim that we have, and you don't have to be Mechavin L'Shem that Isha. As long as it's Mechavin L'Shem Kiddushin, even though it's not Mechavin L'Shem Isha, that would be a valid Kiddushin. And that's why the Kiddushin to Leah Taka would be good Kiddushin, even though it's Mechavin L'Shem Rachel, because by Ishus Bnei Noach, you don't have to be Mechavin for that specific Isha. So that could be another Teretz to this Kasha, why there's no Kiddushi Tais by Yaakov Avinu.